The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Neighborhood debate is growing in Walnut Creek as plans emerge to transform a vacant carpet store into a shooting range. We get more from KCBS's Matt Bigler in Walnut Creek.
For months now, workers here on North Main Street have wondered what might replace the old Lewis & Lewis carpeting building. Now they know, an indoor gun range complete with a retail firearm store and training hub. Some neighbors are concerned about the proposal, especially the proximity to nearby apartments. Alfonso Cordero, who works right across the street, says his top priority would be...
Well, safety. Just people that are well-trained and qualified, and to instruct those who are coming in and showing them how to properly use a gun.
Elite Armory, which has a gun store in Castro Valley and a shooting range in Tracy, says it will go beyond state and federal safety guidelines. For now, the project is in the design advisory phase before heading to the Planning Commission. In Walnut Creek, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Two sheriff's deputies involved in a deadly officer-involved shooting acted lawfully when they took a suicidal man's life. That's according to a report from the Santa Clara County DA's office, which says the deputies had no safe alternative after the suspect charged them with a knife. He had barricaded himself inside his car after a traffic stop. Authorities say he was high on drugs and had told deputies he wanted to die before they opened fire. Data centers remain a hot topic in San Jose, and now some neighbors are saying enough already. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports it comes following the first listening session as the city looks to develop standards for new data centers.
An overflow crowd packing the meeting room at San Jose City Hall to hear from city leaders about the plan for data centers. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan says the point of these listening sessions is to hear what people are worried about most as the city develops rules and standards for companies to follow. The council is expected to consider the final plan in December.
I want to be really clear. We are not here to persuade you to be pro-data center. That is not the point of this.
The concerns from neighbors ranging from water use to pollution, jobs, and straining the electric grid.
How is that going to be sustainable when we have these data centers and are constantly, they're draining the electric grid?
Others taking their call a step further and demanding the city put in place a moratorium on new data centers.
We're having to pay more, we're getting less, and they're paying nothing.
San Jose has 20 data centers currently, with 11 more in construction or planning. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
The Valley Transportation Authority is promising to be more clear about finances connected to the Silicon Valley BART extension. A Santa Clara County civil grand jury report is raising concerns about the VTA's financial planning and oversight of the $13 billion effort to bring BART to Santa Clara and San Jose. The report said the VTA is relying on uncertain funding sources and has failed to account for long-term costs associated with that project. Still a long road to recovery for a 31-year-old Cal State East Bay student who was hit in an Oakland crosswalk by two brothers ages 6 and 4 who were out for a joyride in their parents' car. Yeah, 6 and 4. As KCBS's Holly Kwan tells us from Oakland, her family says that woman has opened her eyes briefly, but still is not talking.
Small victories. That's what 31-year-old Kiara Bowling's family is hoping for as they continue to fill her hospital room. Aunt Karen telling KCBS.
Baby steps. That's all you could say is baby steps. She has opened her eyes and she moved to another floor. But still, they consider it ICU.
Kiara is moving to another hospital for more specialized treatment. Meanwhile, the family says it's not yet ready to consider civil action despite a deluge of inquiries.
Have we received mail? Oh, tons of mail. You know, tons of calls from different attorneys, even dropping off, FedEx, overnight FedEx from different attorneys.
The parents of the boys are cooperating with investigators, but so far no charges filed. In Oakland, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
The Meta trial is now in its third day in Oakland federal court. Meta defending itself against allegations that its social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, are harmful to children and teens. It's accused of deliberately designing features that get kids hooked. Meta says it's already implemented safety measures and will add more. Critics, though, say those measures don't go far enough and simply don't work. California's Zone Zero home hardening regulations had been in the proposal stage for years. Now, after an executive order from the governor, the plan has finally been approved. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, one of the main reasons neighbors had opposed it are the costs involved?
It's not cheap to replace fences, landscaping, and trim back trees, all things required of homeowners in the most fire-prone parts of the state under the new plan. But Tony Anderson, executive director of the Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, says he is seeing people get creative.
So, for example, a homeowner is bringing an arborist. They then go knock on their neighbor's door and say, hey, we can get 50% off if we cost share the service together.
And on top of that, he says there are service organizations stepping up to the plate, the CCC, and public-private partnerships forming to guide neighbors to grants.
The climate bond that was just passed by California voters, there are millions of dollars in that. That's all going to go to local communities, then to empower homeowners and individuals to do the work.
ReadyForWildfire.org is a good place to start, he says. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Well, today is National Radio Day. Of course, we love radio here at KCBS, but the medium is also extremely important in the world of emergency management.
I've had the opportunity to work more than 200 national disasters all around the country, and I find radio to be a critical source of emergency information.
David DePassi is a spokesman for San Mateo County Emergency Management. He said in a disaster situation, you might lose your cable TV and internet access, but radio is structurally resilient. And Passy said he and his colleagues lean on radio, too.
If somebody still has phone service, they can phone into their local radio station and say, here's what I'm seeing in Pescadero. Here's what I'm seeing on the Bayside. Here's what I'm seeing in Pacifica. And radios can serve as that collector of localized information and then reshare it to include us, trying to understand what's happened so that we know what resources need to go where.
In San Francisco, Anta Shaheen, KCBS.
KCBS is proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the San Jose Silicon Valley Chamber of Commerce Barbecue happening today at History San Jose at our South Bay Bureau. KCBS's Marky Schaefer got to learn more about the Chamber's board chair and his deep roots in San Jose.
Senior partner at full-service accounting firm PP&Co. in San Jose, Ed Davis, considers himself a San Jose guy.
I've lived in San Jose since I was 5 years old, and one of my best friends from first grade on, as I was talking to for a long time last night.
Married for 33 years and a father of two grown sons, he went to San Jose State, where a former professor recommended him for an internship at a local CPA firm. He's been there ever since, 41 years at the firm that is now PP&Co., in 15 states with a team in India.
You know, the nice thing about accounting is it's a people business. Everybody thinks it's numbers and everything else. That's the given, but it's a people business.
Davis is now the board chair for the San Jose Chamber of Commerce.
The chamber really is the voice of business. And so there's a lot of advocacy that we do for business, small business, medium business, and even large businesses.
Because this self-described San Jose guy wants all businesses in his city to thrive. In San Jose, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Robin Williams' children have found a way to fight back against AI versions of their dad, and it involves his Instagram account. We get more from KCBS's Melanie Woodrow.
Robin Williams' children posting to his Instagram account for the first time since his death, writing, "As technology evolves, we want this to be a safe, trusted place."
You don't know about real loss. Because that only occurs when you love something more than you love yourself.
Williams died by suicide in 2014 at his Marin County home. His legacy includes movies like Good Will Hunting and Mrs. Doubtfire, filmed in San Francisco.
What do you mean you do voices?
Well, I do voices.
Yeah!
We've come to this planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
His last Instagram post on July 31st, 2014, wished his daughter Zelda happy birthday. She previously shared her disdain of people sending her AI videos of her father. His three children writing now, "This is our way of sharing his unique talent and humor with the world." Melanie Woodrow, KCBS.
The Pokemon World Championships and Pokemon XP Experience are coming to San Francisco's Moscone Center at the end of this month. This is a really big deal, so big that the championship finale will play out at Chase Center. KCBS's Danny DiCrescenzo says it's the ultimate boon for one local venue.
Jacob Hinson is the general manager at Just for Fun Toys on Kearney Street, which is an official Pokemon trading card game play venue. He says they'll be celebrating Pokemon's biggest events with competition.
So we have a tournament coming up this Friday, the 32-person tournament. And then next week we have a big prize tournament, which is on Tuesday night. We have a 64-person tournament with some of our biggest prizing of the year.
In fact, some of their regular players will even be competing on the big stage, but he says not to sleep on Pokemon XP.
It's exciting not just for San Francisco, but just for anybody that's ever been to Worlds to experience sort of this added component of the convention going on at the same time at the Moscone Center.
Just for Fun is stocked with every piece of Pokemon merch you can think of, and it'll stream the World Championships, so it's perfect for fans who can't make the events but still want in. Danny DiCrescenzo, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.